Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. So welcome, and today we have a new story. A miser has buried his gold in a secret place in his garden. Every day he went to this spot, dug up the treasure and counted it piece by piece to make sure it was all there. He made so many trips that a thief, who had been observing him, guessed what it was the miser had hidden, and one night quietly dug up the treasure and made off with it. When the miser discovered his loss, he was overcome with grief and despair. He groaned and cried and tore his hair. He passerby heard his cries and asked what had happened. My gold, cried the miser wildly. Someone has robbed me. Your gold? There in that hole? Why did you put it there? Why did you not keep it in the house where you could easily get it when you had to buy things? Why? Screamed the miser angrily. Why, I never touched the gold. I couldn't think of spending any of it. The stranger picked up a large stone and threw it into the hole. If that is the case, he said, cover up that stone. It is worth just as much to you as the treasure you lost. A possession is worth no more than the use we made of it. And now the continuation of Lantern.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bina-sta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the views of the Islamic religion regarding accumulating wealth. It must be indicated that, wealth and money and properties are very much needed for ordinary lives. However, in the Islamic religion, we find that accumulating wealth, especially gathered in a wrong way and through oppressing others or through denying other people their own rights, will not be, this kind of acts, accumulating wealth by means of imposing all sorts of hardships on others, isn't an act endorsed in the Islamic religion. In the Holy Quran, as indicated in the Holy Quran, collecting gold and silver is abominable. The Holy Quran frowns upon collecting gold and silver. Now, when one of the companions of the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam went to him and wanted an explication of this Quranic verse, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam intended, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam explained it that by gold, it isn't meant, this gold, as a metal, as a very precious metal, that rather, this gold signifies something that annihilates one's religion. And by silver, it's meant something that comes to be the fountainhead of disbelief and not believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that, through collecting wealth and not distributing that wealth among the needy, two abominable side effects emerge. One of them is, annihilation or disappearance of one's religion. And another one is that someone becomes, the accumulator of that wealth and becomes a disbeliever in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then I mean, and as someone may not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the judgment day, he or she will become a tyrant. In another piece of hadith related from the first infallible Imam Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, he mentioned that there are four kinds of drunkenness. One of them is drunkenness due to an inebriating liquid, like, for example, wine. And another one is drunkenness of properties. Another one is drunkenness of sleeping. And another one is drunkenness of power. Now we find that drunkenness of properties finds expression in the sense that someone has accumulated too much wealth. And at the same time, he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and imagines that his wealth will give him an everlasting life in the whole world and forgets everything.
Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
In another piece of hadith, someone went to Imam al-Sadiq, the sixth infallible Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and asked him for some piece of advice. Then Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam gave him this piece of advice, that when you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and when you know that doing good deeds is a praiseable and praiseworthy job, why should it be your practice to collect money and to accumulate money? Because accumulating money in itself isn't good unless you distributed the money, I mean the excess money, I mean something that you don't need other than your normal needs in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we find that according to the first infallible Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, I mean, someone went to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam and asked him, who will be the most deprived of all people? Then Imam Ali alayhi salam explained that someone who finds out his own properties on the records of other people, and that he himself, because of accumulating that wealth, is going to enter the hellfire. However, his ayahs will go into the paradise because of receiving that great wealth and distributing that wealth among the needy. It's indicated in one of the hadiths that when the first coins were minted, Satan came and cast a look at the first mints, at the first coins. And then Satan said, from now on, it's enough for me that people come and worship, I mean, these coins and this, I mean, financial power instead of me. Because, I mean, through love of people for accumulating wealth, they will go in the same way as I desired them to go. So we find that from this perspective, we find that gold and silver and financial power may turn into something like an idol and accumulating wealth and not distributing it in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns into a kind of idol worshipping in this world. And the effects of idol worshipping in this world will be none but going into the hellfire in the world hereafter. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن.